of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins,
God, who is faithful and just,
will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart.
In the company of the upright, in the congregation.
Great are the works of the Lord.
Studied by all who delight in them.
Full of splendor and majesty is his work.
And his righteousness endures forever.
He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear him.
He remembers his covenant forever.
He has shown his people the power of his works
in giving them the inheritance of the nations.
The works of his hands are faithful and just.
All his precepts are trustworthy.
They are established forever and ever,
to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness.
He sent redemption to his people.
He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 18. There is a prophecy that's clear when you are looking for it, and it's also pointed out, it helps. There is a prophecy here of a great prophet. And this great prophet was of Jesus. And God promised, even at the time of Moses, that somebody even greater than Moses was going to come up and speak God's word. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen, just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God or see great fire any more, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 39. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
text for this morning reflects mostly on the gospel reading from Luke chapter 1, but we'll also think a little bit about the Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy 18 and the New Testament reading from Philippians 4 as well. To start, I reread verse 45 of Luke 1. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Mary is blessed. She believed, Elizabeth said. Belief, faith, is foundational to the Christian message, to the Bible's teaching. Hebrews chapter 11 is often called the chapter of faith. It talks about these people who believed. And it starts out in verse 1, in the first couple of verses, chapter 11, verse 1. There's a typo there in the notes, sorry. It's chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Faith is the conviction of things not seen. You're absolutely certain it's true, even though you haven't seen it played out yet. You have not seen evidence yet. And this we see both in Elizabeth and Mary, this faith. If you remember, at the beginning chapter of Luke, the husband, Zechariah, had a little bit of a hard time believing that his wife, who had no children and now was older, was going to have a child. Zechariah was a priest in the temple. And an angel appeared to him while he was serving in the temple and told him, "Your wife is going to have a child." And he said, "How can that be? I and my wife are old." And the angel said, "Okay, I'll give you something to believe. You won't talk until that child is born." And so he came out of the temple not talking. Elizabeth, though, had this faith that's evidenced here in this reading a little bit later on. At this time, her husband is still in the house, not talking. But Mary comes to her, and Mary is carrying Jesus. And the Holy Spirit revealed to Elizabeth that this was a holy child. This was God's promised Savior. And little John inside, Elizabeth also knew that and jumped, leapt for joy, Elizabeth says. Elizabeth had faith. Not only that this angel message to her husband was true and she's going to carry this child and he's going to be a great messenger of God, but also that she had faith that there's something special going on with Mary. When a mother carries a child, you don't know how that child is going to be, what their life will be like. You pray and hope that all things will be okay, that the child will be a servant of God, but you don't know how it's all going to be. But Elizabeth had a prophecy
about her child, and she realized, and it was revealed to her about Mary's child, and she believed. And she said these blessings on Mary. Elizabeth had faith more than her husband. And Mary, if you remember, when the angel came to Mary and told her that she was going to have this child, a holy child, and he would be great, be called Son of the Most High, she asked, "How can this be? I don't have a husband." And this was a question. She wanted a proper marriage and a proper family, a God-fearing life. So it was not a question of not believing, but a question of, how is this going to work in my life? I'm not with my husband yet. And then the angel told Mary, the Holy Spirit will come and will make this happen in you. This is the Holy One of God. And then she said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Faith. And that is what also Elizabeth is saying to Mary. Blessed is she who believed the word of the Lord. Blessed is she who had this faith. These two women of great faith, leading up to the birth of John and Jesus. There is this great blessings of faith in that when a person is of faith, that is the Holy Spirit in the person, working with the person, bringing faith in the person. And that blessing of the Spirit is one that brings peace. The blessing of the Holy Spirit in Mary and in Elizabeth gave them trust in God, that no matter how humble, as she said in Mary's great song, no matter how humble she was, the Lord was watching over her. And she trusted in God to take care of her. When we have that trust and faith, it doesn't mean that worries or problems stop, but it means that whatever is bothering our mind or our hearts, that doesn't have to overtake us. What's more powerful in faith is the Holy Spirit in us, listening to the word of the Lord. And that word of the Lord overtakes and controls our minds and hearts that might doubt, that might see things that, what about this and this and this? But faith says, no, I'm convicted, I am certain of God's word, and I trust in him. That's what these two women had. And so they had a peace, and they weren't overtaken by all the difficult circumstances that they would see. The prophecies of the Old Testament, and one of them is the one we read this morning from Deuteronomy, are fulfilled when the Holy Spirit draws people to hear God's word and to believe it. When we read the scriptures now, today, in church, whether Christmas time or other times, this is the words of Jesus come to us, not only in the Gospels, but also in his prophets and his apostles, whom he used to speak to us. And so we also have the opportunity to have faith and to respond like Mary did, like Elizabeth did. Respond with faith and joy. And really, our Christmas celebrations, with their come out of faith and with the focus on God, that is a response to God's word. We don't just do these things because they're nice or fun, but we're doing them out of celebration of God's love for us in Jesus Christ and the annual reflection and celebration of Jesus' birth. That is from faith. What Paul said in chapter 4 of Philippians is not able to be done without faith. And when we hear his words, it's a tall order. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let your reasonableness be known to everybody. Make your supplications and thanksgivings known to God. May the peace of God be with you. All those things without faith in Christ are just impossible. But with faith in Christ, knowing that he carries our worries and our sorrows, with the Holy Spirit bringing up that faith in us, trusting in the word of the Lord, then that joy, then that peace, then that thanksgiving are possible. Elizabeth and Mary were so blessed to hear God's word and then to believe the word. And they would teach us today too. Believe in the word. Trust in God. They would point us to look to Jesus. Even the baby inside Elizabeth jumped for joy to be in Jesus' presence, even in the womb in Mary. All of them, the three of them, Elizabeth and Mary and John in the womb, point us to look to Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we ask you to keep our attention on the promises and the salvation you have made to us in your Son, Jesus. Continue to focus our thoughts and hearts on him throughout all this holiday season. And whether difficult things happen, or sad things happen, or very great and glad things happen, we ask you to continue to focus our hearts and minds on Jesus and to give us the peace we have in his name. All these things, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, we stand and confess our faith in the triune God according to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you gave faith to your servants, Elizabeth and Mary, to trust and believe in your word concerning the babies they would bear, John and our Lord Jesus. So also give us faith to believe your word as we prepare to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may treasure up and ponder in our hearts the Christ announced by John the Baptist. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You command us not to be anxious, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving to make our requests known to you. Give wisdom, health, and success to the authorities that govern us and those newly elected. Give earthly peace in our time, even as your gospel gives eternally the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you to guard and protect all who aid us in our daily lives. Keep them safe in this time of pandemic, winter weather, and other dangers. We remember firefighters and emergency workers, law enforcement and military personnel, utility and transportation workers, food producers and retail workers, educators, counselors, and all medical workers. Thank you for all these, our fellow citizens, and bless them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings. Look with compassion on the lonely, the depressed, and the despairing. Grant healing to the sick. Give peace to the anxious and dying, and comfort all who mourn. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Kathy, Gary, Keith, Jane, Kathy, Pastor Shivey, and Pastor Berlin, and the family of David Roth, Sr. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the key of David and the scepter of the house of Israel. By his death, he has opened the kingdom of heaven and closed the gates of hell for all who trust in him. By his resurrection, he has rescued the prisoners who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. Grant that, as we call with thanksgiving, his advent in the flesh, we may always confess him and remain watchful for his advent in glory at the last day. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Of all the years are met in thee.